It is Friday the 13th, June 13th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
What you can't see is I'm under the desk.
Why are you under the desk?
I feel safer there. It's Friday the 13th.
You're superstitious, are you not?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's always such a good day for me.
Oh, well, I hope it turns out to be. You know, I'm also trying to pack and do things like that, so I'm happy under here anyway.
Antoinette, you're somewhat superstitious.
I mean, I like to think it's a good day for me because I was born on the 13th, and it tends to be luckier for me.
Very good.
All right, then.
Just to reverse,
we'll go with a lucky Friday the 13th.
Yes.
It was really bad luck for bats, however, about 8 years ago.
White nose syndrome.
Here's why white nose syndrome kills bats. It wakes them up. It's a fungus. It makes them itch. It wakes them up when they're supposed to be hibernating, and they can't find food.
Oh, no.
So the real reason, it's not that they're actually killed by white nose syndrome. They're killed by being awakened out of hibernation.
And then not being able to sustain.
Right. And so if you didn't know that about bats, you can find out that and so much more at Devil's Den State Park this weekend. Harry Harnish is the one. He's retired now as a park interpreter at Devil's Den, but he's the one who got really interested in the bats in the caves there. And yes, the caves are still closed, I believe.
Yes.
But they're going to have their 25th Batarama to talk about bats.
25.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think that we've written about every single one of them.
Probably.
But they're also bringing in an expert from a national bat organization. His name is Rob Mize, I think. That's a reader's pronunciation. And he's going to have bats with him.
Including like some
a really big one.
From Mongolia or someplace?
A great big bat. He says that they're just like any other critter when they get to know you. They know their names. They'll come to you when they're called.
Right.
Well,
so it'll be really interesting.
The big one sounds somewhat terrifying. I mean, it's the wingspan's like, what, a couple feet?
Oh, I'm absolutely in love with bats. But if you know me, that's not a surprise at all.
But he'll have live bats with him.
He will have live bats with him.
You suppose you check that on a plane, or do you, or is it carry on?
Oh, I think it's carry on.
Okay.
I think you put that under your seat.
Okay.
It's just a funny looking pet, sir. So there will be two live bat encounters, one with Harry Harnish at 8 o'clock today, and one with Rob Mize at 8 o'clock Saturday, actually 3 and 2 o'clock Sunday. All of this is free at Devil's Den State Park, and you can find out more at 761-3325. But there's a whole raft of other things to do. Juneteenth is Saturday at Murphy Park in Springdale. Events from 3 to 7 o'clock. The theme this year is African-American health,
right.
So they'll have a health fair. Of course, Juneteenth is the celebration that marks the end of slavery.
Right.
Where I will be on Saturday is a thing called the Junk Ranch. If you know me, that doesn't surprise you at all either.
It doesn't, but what is this? I don't think I've heard of it.
Oh, it's this wonderful thing. They had something last year at the Viney Grove Community Center, and it outgrew that. They had it the year before that at somebody's home and outgrew that. It's these two friends, Julie Speed and Amy Daniels, who love to pick.
And see, I used to think of pick meaning you get a guitar or whatever, but pick apparently now means you...
Pick now means you go out and find rusty, dusty, cool stuff that you repurpose.
So like yard sales. And go to yard sales and buy something.
Then we can go to their junk ranch and get all the things that they've repurposed.
Well, where's the junk ranch?
The junk ranch is in Prairie Grove, and they're going to have like 60 vendors, 3 food trucks, and music.
Oh, fun.
So it's going to be a craft fair, except not the traditional crafts. It is 11195 Center Point Church Road in Prairie Grove.
Okay.
And if you miss that, you should email me at bmartin@nwaonline.com, and I'll give it to you again, because the only way you're going to find it is with your GPS. Ours are 2 to 8 today and 8 to 5 on Saturday. It's $8 for the early shopping event today, $4 admission on Saturday, and they are on Facebook. And lest you forget the amazing theater currently on stage. The Arkansas New Play Festival is at Theater Squared at the Nadine Baum Studios. Leading Ladies is at Fort Smith Little Theater. And Wait Until Dark is at Rogers Little Theater.
All kinds of opportunities.
And Cinderella is at the Alma Performing Arts Center.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
One weekend only. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to get to all of those. But I'm too frazzled to make a schedule for you, so you're on your own this week. I'm going to be under the desk.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.